And of course, at 10 after 8, we have our regular program, the Lenawee Intermediate School District Athlete of the Week, being brought to you by the LISD. And they recognize excellence in competition and the determination student athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And we are very happy to report today that our LISD Athlete of the Week is Emery Ross from Onsted Track. And Emery, you're kind of a regular here now.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations and setting records left and right.
Thank you.
Well, again, as we talked out there, so you got the, 800 last week record you set, and then you set the 400 meters last night.
Yes, that is correct.
So what's, you know, we talked a little bit out in the hallway with your dad and sister and, you know, with you about, we had you in the fall in cross country, and then, you know, you're doing events that normal cross country runners, you know, don't see. You know, with Kara, your partner in crime over there running, you know, she sticks with the distance and track, but, you know, you're working in the 800 and the 400, kind of more middle distance. Why are you sticking with the shorter in track, but you use cross country as something to get you prepared for this?
So with going from cross country to track, I really enjoy the aspect of it. I like being able to go from running 3.1 to going to running a 400 and 800. And I've always ran sprints. Like, even in middle school, that's what I liked. And it was very odd because I would run cross country and then I'd go to track and I'm like, oh, I want to do the sprints. But yeah, I think I've enjoyed it more than running like 8 laps in a circle.
Yeah, I mean, when you're running distance, you'd rather do it through the woods or get some views to see, not just the same thing round and round and round.
Yes.
Again.
I've tried it. It's very boring.
I can understand that.
So you set these personal bests, your personal records, school records. Now, I know the whole idea of running is peaking at the right time at the end of the year when you go to postseason tournaments. Any worry about peaking too soon?
I've thought about that, but I don't think there's such thing as peaking too soon. Like, a lot of people have said, oh, be careful, you don't peak too early. But, like, when you peak, how do you know you peak? You can always get better. That's my personal opinion on that.
Okay.
Well, that's a great way to look at it, too. Yeah. I mean, you keep bettering it each time. I mean, that's the idea of it, trying to get a personal best every time you do it. And so that's a great way to look at it and not think about, you know, when do you peak? You don't know, you know. Guys,
well,
in our age,
well,
though.
We hear that from coaches that, yeah, you know, you don't want to peak too early. And I know we talked to Tom McNaughton quite a bit, and he's a cross-country runner, and he always brings that up. But that's a great attitude that you do have, and always want to do your personal best every time you go out there. But so tell us about the season so far. It's a fast season. And how many more meets do you have?
Oh, I'm not sure. I think we have like 26 days until regionals, but the season was really like weird because we didn't do the early bird that we normally do. It got postponed, which I think we're making up next Thursday.
Okay.
But it seems like the season just started, and then we're like, oh, regionals is less than a month away. So it's very weird.
Yeah, you had some weird weather dates that kind of pushed some things around. So, you know, that's how do you work through some of that? You know, you're getting ready for meets, and you're not going to have it. And then because of the weather, as far as working out, I know, you know, distance, it's a lot easier just to go run. But to work on, you know, some of the sprints and some of the just different techniques, when it's cold and hard to do, does that make it a little difficult to practice for you?
Oh, yes, for sure. Because you have to, also with, like, the meets and it's windy, you have to know that you're not going to be able to go out there and do your best every meet because the weather around you is not cooperating with you. But I work a lot indoors as well, like on the treadmill and, like, weightlifting and different speed work indoors, mm-hmm. So that's also really helpful.
But so on your 400 record, you beat a Ross, but it's not your Ross family, though, right?
Oh, it is.
Yeah, was it yours?
Yeah, she was my cousin.
Okay.
Yes.
I knew there was there's some Rosses that weren't.
There's a lot of Ross girls. There's like 9 of us.
Right, and not all of them were, you know, involved as far as being related, so that's why I wasn't sure on that one. But, yeah. It was for a while, there was Rosses everywhere over there. You could almost have a whole relay team full of Rosses.
Yeah. Well, oh, now, we did last year.
Yeah.
Now that you've set these records, personal best and school records, you know, have you established another goal beyond this?
Yeah. So Lexis Bargesser, she set the state record for Division III in the 400. And I think it was like 55.5 or something like that. And I was thinking about it yesterday, and I never thought I would be able to get to that point. But now that I've gotten the school record and I've broken 57 in the 400 meters, I would really like to go after that, if possible this season, if not next season for sure, or my senior year.
Well, and she's only from Grass Lake, so it's kind of familiar more than somebody that you don't really see very often. I know, like, you know, when we were here talking to you with Cross, you know, you'd run into that girl, like, you know, just at the state meet or something. But to be able to kind of have Lexis being so close and so really kind of knowing what she was doing, that's probably that carrot dangles a little closer now, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
So let's talk about your mental approach to running versus your physical attributes to run. Is there any one that's more important to you?
They're both equally as important, because I know for me personally, I always get in my head, and I'm trying to work on that. Like, I'm very, like, I just get, I psych myself out before I run, and I'm really trying to work on that. But I think it's 50-50. You have to be mentally strong and physically strong.
Yeah, and especially it's probably different too with the mentality side going into a cross country meet compared to the track side, because they're shorter races and you have more than one in a day. So does that kind of come into play a little bit too when you're trying to not psych yourself out?
Oh yeah, because like right when I get done with one thing, they're like, oh, first call for this, and you got to like mentally prepare for that as well. But I think it's enjoyable, because when you're done, you're like, oh, that was really fun. Like, it's nerve-wracking at first, but then when you go and you run it and you're like, that's really fun, I want to do it again.
Now, do you like, you know, when you have, you know, more than one heat leading up to, you know, with some of the bigger meets where, you know, you have some heat races to get to the finals, do you like those where you can race more than once in a day too?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I really enjoy those.
Well, when you're doing multiple events, the time between one event to the other, sometimes those are pretty close. How do you deal with running a couple of races that are pretty close together?
Funny you say that, because I run the 4 and then I run the 8, and the only thing in between those is the 300 hurdles. So with training, I have to make sure that when I'm doing speed work, I'm not taking too much time in between, so my body can really get used to the fact that I'm going to run a 400 and then I'm going to turn around and get ready to run an 800. And I think with cross country too, because my stamina is so well, I can go from running a 4 and recovering so fast to running an 8.
At least it is the hurdles where it takes a little bit longer to get them on and off.
Yeah.
And so it gives you a little bit more of a break than if it was just, you know, an open race. So that's at least a good thing, though.
Mm-hmm. We got to take a break here and have a message from our sponsor, but we'll be right back.
What if your child could earn up to 60 college credits for free while completing their high school diploma? The JCLISD Academy is a public early middle college for capable and self-motivated students and is located on the campuses of the LISD Tech Center and Jackson College in Adrian. Students benefit from smaller class sizes, a welcoming community, personalized support, and a college learning environment. Don't delay. Applications are due April 28th. To learn more and request an application, visit lisd.us/academy.
You're back inside the cave. We have our athlete of the week with us, Emery Ross from Onsted Track. And Emery, I want to ask you one final question from my standpoint. How much have you improved from your freshman year to your sophomore year?
I think I've improved quite a lot. I mean, I did think that, but I didn't think I would be able to start where I left off last year. And the fact that my first meet I came out and PR'd on my 400 and my 800, that makes me very excited for what this season has to come.
Great.
Well, and then I asked her again, I'm like, you're a junior now, right? And she's like, no, still a sophomore, because it was in the fall that we had talked, and I was thinking it was been a year, and so she's already got another season, but it was in the fall. So, again, doing all this as a sophomore, I mean, I know obviously I think we talked before too that, you know, you have thoughts on, you know, running at the next level, you know, at the collegiate level. So are you thinking more about one over the other as far as track or cross, or is that still – too far away yet to kind of think about what you really want to do when you get to college as far as running goes?
I've thought about it, and I think I want to do both.
Oh, yeah?
I don't like one over the other. I like both of them, so I don't think I could give up one for the other. So I think when I get to college, I would prefer to do both.
Yeah, nice.
Great. We are out of time here, but Emery, want to thank you for coming in today, and congratulations on being named the LISD Athlete of the Week. Continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work, and I know you do that. The LISD, empowering learners and creating opportunities for success.